Keir Starmer's Labour Party has swept to power in a landslide victory after more than a decade in opposition. How will the UK's new Prime Minister fare on the international stage? Lise Butler, senior lecturer in modern history at City University of London, tells the AP the first 100 days of Starmer's premiership should see some ambitious moves.
The first big priority is going to be foreign policy. Starmer is going to be meeting with NATO leaders in the next week, and that's going to be followed by the European Political Communities Forum the following week. So we're going to really, I think, see Starmer re-establishing himself and re-establishing Britain as a leader, and I think in some ways trying to clean up Britain's reputation with the international community.
Butler adds, people in Britain want a big change.
This country is pretty sick and tired of the impacts of 14 years of austerity policies. A lot of institutions have kind of been run into the ground.
Starmer acknowledged in his first speech outside 10 Downing Street that many people are disillusioned and cynical about politics, and he would try to restore faith in government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.